This is Fresh Air. Singers Clyde McFadder and Jackie Wilson were big names in rock and roll in the 50s and 60s. McFadder sang with the Drifters and later as a solo performer. Wilson was one of the pioneers of soul music. Both McFadder and Wilson started their careers with Billy Ward and the Dominoes. Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, no relation to Billy, has a profile of the group.
If you don't like chicken, leave that hen alone.
There are some groups that just seem to give birth to stars one after another. In jazz, there's Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, and in gospel, the Caravans for women singers and the Soul Stirrers for men. In the mid-50s, rhythm and blues had Billy Ward and the Dominoes for a training academy. Billy Ward was a most unlikely candidate for rock and roll stardom. He was born into a middle-class black family in Los Angeles and was a musical child prodigy who won a national award for a piano composition at the age of 14. The world of classical music was pretty much closed to blacks in the 30s, though, so Ward joined the army and became a boxer. After his discharge, he edited a sports magazine in New York City, but his heart was still in music. He took a studio near Carnegie Hall and began giving voice lessons. One day, he realized he had enough talented students to form a first-rate vocal group, so he did. He called them the Dominoes, and they did unspectacularly until the day in 1950 when a 17-year-old kid named Clyde McFadder joined, and the rest, as they say, is history. Scouted by King Records, the group hit the Rhythm and Blues Top 10 the first time out with Do Something For Me.
No greater need, and it is true, than the need I have for you. So baby, can't you see, you must do something for me.
Something for me.
With their third record, they hit the top with the best-selling single of 1951, one of those risque records the newly emerging rock and rollers loved so well, the classic 60 Minute Man.
Minute Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh yes, he's a 60 Minute Man. There'll be 15 minutes of...
Consistent with Ward's policy of showing off everybody's vocal skills, that featured a lead vocal by bass singer Bill Brown. Still, they knew that Clyde McFadder was their most impressive lead singer, and in 1953, they pushed him out front again and pushed themselves to the top with Have Mercy, Baby. McFadder's voice floats effortlessly over the top, while the other guys just fill in the gaps. By the way, Ward didn't sing at all on these records. He's the piano player. He was also a stern and fairly humorless man to work for, to hear people talk, and he had a strict set of rules his Dominoes had to follow or get fired. That actually worked in his favor, because one guy got fired and was replaced by young Jackie Wilson. Wilson and McFadder hit it off well, and they can both be heard on the last great hit by Billy Ward and the Dominoes, a record that's very hard to listen to, so hold on. Here's The Bells.
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here.
Oh, 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 oh.
horses with eyes of flame red. There are roses tied with ribbons all around my baby's head.
Whoa.
The bells are ringing and they say I'll go and see. Well, I know why they're ringing. They're ringing out for me.
Ward's policy also worked against him. One of the group's biggest fans was Ahmet Erdogan, who owned Atlantic Records, a major rival of King. And one night he went to see the Dominoes at Birdland on 52nd Street in New York. Oddly enough, McFadder wasn't with them, so Erdogan, as calmly as he could, asked Ward where he was. "I fired him," Ward snarled, and Erdogan fairly flew to Harlem to sign one of the biggest stars Atlantic ever had. Ward also fired Jackie Wilson not long afterwards. The Dominoes played out their days as a sort of supper club group. "We aren't a rock and roll group anymore," Ward told the press in 1957 after turning down a club engagement in Hollywood, and he was right. It was probably a generational thing, but the young stars he launched made rock and roll history.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.
Ashes to ashes, and dust to dust.
You're listening to Fresh Air.